Lawmakers in Washington, D.C. are back at the Capitol for the long grind before the campaign completely takes over later this fall. They're facing a number of tight deadlines and a less than forgiving schedule. APRN's Washington correspondent Peter Granitz is looking into that schedule. Peter, what's the most pressing issue right now?
Well, there are two things coming in the immediate future. We have a June 30th deadline for an extension of a subsidy for student loan rates and a transportation bill. Now, the student loan rate one, if Congress doesn't agree to address the subsidy somehow by June 30th and July 1st, up to 7 million people will see their student loan rates increase. They'll double, in fact, up from 3.4% to 6.8%. Now, it sounds bad, and it is, for those who are in school. It doesn't affect those who are out of school, and it's something that Congress has worked in that it will retroactively, it could be fixed. So if this does happen to lapse, they can go back later on and fix it. The other one, the big one, is the transportation bill. Now, that's something that the House passed its version, the Senate passed its own. Now there's a conference committee of lawmakers, about 30, 34 lawmakers from both houses, both parties, trying to patch it together. Don Young is one of those people. He is not optimistic that it happens the next 2 weeks. I spoke with him earlier today, and he was saying that it's likely they pass an extension. Now, he wouldn't say whether it was a one-month extension or a six-month extension. Regardless, it'll keep everything at current funding levels for a designated point of time.
What's the holdup on the transportation bill? It seems like construction projects would be popular across the country.
And they largely are. The issue is there are some very fiercely political issues in it. House Republicans attached a provision or a number of provisions in their version of the bill that would tie this funding for roads, highways, and bridges to the controversial Keystone pipeline, the Keystone XL pipeline that the president has said, you know, he will veto. They're tying that. The House Republicans are also tying deregulations on the environment and things like that. Now, the Senate version, it did pass. The one that did pass, it had both support from Senators Begich and Murkowski. That one did cut a significant portion of federal funding for the Alaska Railroad. That's something that Congressman Young, as a member of the conference, is trying to incorporate back into the package. They're slated to lose federal funding to the tune of about $30 million, which is a significant decrease in their funding.
What options does Congress have on the transportation package?
The options are pretty straightforward. They can do nothing, which this Congress has shown that they are willing to do at times. They could do nothing and let federal funding lapse on July 1st. They could pass a short compromise, perhaps a month, to give them a little more working room for the 34 conferees to come together and perhaps pull the Keystone provision, or perhaps to have, you know, to agree to some sort of extra environmental deregulation, those types of things. Or they could pass a six-month extension, which is actually what House Speaker John Boehner is pushing for. That would push the vote on the overall transportation bill until after the election. It's something that is probably, it's looking more and more likely. But the thing is, that lame duck session is awfully full. There's a lot of things that are going to have to get done there. And this is just one more really heavy provision in that short, short two-month window.
Peter, what else will happen now, between now and the conventions?
Well, so Congress tends to take off every now and again, but they have a schedule that is forcing them to work. They're here for the next 2 weeks, then they go back to their districts for the week of 4th of July. Then they're back for a couple of weeks, and they're going to be really grinding out these spending bills, how to fund the government. But all the while, we have these really political things happening. The House just this week is slated to take up a whole slew of energy bills, some of them with implications in Alaska, like opening up the petroleum reserve. There's a lot of political things happening in the background while all these, you know, the heavy lifting actually has to happen. And the big, big thing that's just looming over all is that the Supreme Court is slated to, or is expected to, rule on health care any day now. It could come as early as tomorrow. And that would really throw things into disarray. Apparently, both House Republicans and Democrats have legislation ready to go, or at least they're working on it, to deal with the fallout from it.
APRN's Peter Granitz reporting from Washington, D.C.